So when was the last time that you ran into someone who stubbornly refused to listen to reason? Who stubbornly refused to yield, even though it was, or at least should have been, plainly obvious to all they were heading in the wrong direction? And how much, pray tell, did you enjoy that little experience? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Stubborn people aren't a lot of fun to be around. Although, let's be honest, we're all prone to stubbornness from time to time. Something fires us up, so we dig in our heels, we lock ourselves into an intransigent position, pitting ourselves against everyone, even God himself. Now, maybe if we stop and think about it, we'd see how stupid that is. But when we're all fired up, we plow on regardless. So how well has that turned out for you in the past? Here's Moses talking to the people of Israel when they were being particularly stubborn. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 43 to 46. I spoke to you, but you didn't listen. You refused to obey the Lord's command. You thought you could use your own power. So you went up into the hill country. The Amorites who lived there came out like a swarm of bees and chased you all the way from Sia to Hormah. Then you came back crying to the Lord for help, but the Lord refused to listen to you. So you stayed at Kadesh for such a long time. See, they stubbornly refused to obey the Lord's command. Instead, they went up against the Amorites, suffered a resounding defeat, death and destruction. Why would you do that? Why indeed? Note to self, when we rebel against God, we shouldn't expect him to help us when it all goes wrong. That's his word, fresh for you today. The opposite of rebellion is being in God's will. And in that place, man, let me tell you, there is rest, there is peace. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called How to Enter God's Rest. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.